I really can only speak for myself, but just my own personal feeling of how I get a team feel and so forth from everything is that we've just made mistakes and we really haven't put a whole game together. And I think our confidence is still very high in understanding that we can go out there and beat any team that we line up against and that we study and take care of business against. But we need to put a whole game together instead of putting two and three quarters together and either not finishing a game or having a down period in a game and so forth. We need to put a whole four quarter, a whole 60 minutes together and then take care of business and get some wins.
Is there one thing that coaches said in terms of overall changing that culture in Detroit for this franchise that you've held on to, that you know you're in there for the long run and that you are going to be a part of turning that franchise around?
I think the culture has definitely changed, and I don't think that many, if any, players, once again, I can only really speak for myself, that feel that they're a part of the things that have happened in the past. This is, I know, cliche to say, but a new era, and there's different players here, and there's different mindsets here, and I think that is a whole understanding of this whole, the whole team, I feel, understands that and really is, and embrace that and continues to work, even though everything hasn't gone our way.
Dominic, just three games in, what's been the most eye-opening part of professional football that you either weren't expecting or have come to realize?
Probably the most eye-opening thing is that there's really no down weeks as you have in college football. College football, you know you're going to third or fourth game of the season, you're going to have your toughest challenge, non-conference, and then obviously after that, you have usually one more easy game against a non-conference opponent, and then you can finally get into, for me, it was Big 12 play, which is a good team every week. So it's like I'm in Big 12 play throughout my whole season here. And so far, we've played against excellent teams and teams that we could definitely have beaten, but we just haven't put in those games together. And basically, there's no team that you can relax on. You have to study just as hard and play that much more attention and get up for every single game.
Do you feel like that you and that whole defensive line group, that you guys can be the group that really brings the changes there?
I think everybody on this team feels that their own group can change, but I think the defense as a defensive line as a whole, I think we want to be that group, and I think we work to be that group every day in practice within games and be that game-changing group, that this is a group that you can always look at. Not saying you can't look at any other groups on our team, but we want to be the consistent group that's always producing and always being a key factor in helping us win. And I think that's how all the groups on this team approach the game. And especially, I can really only speak for the defensive line. We really want to be that group and continue, especially on the defensive side of the ball, be that consistent backbone that you can always rely on.
Corey played here a long time. What's your favorite Corey Williams story so far?
Favorite Corey Williams story? It's funny. You asked that. I was watching on ESPN2 last night, and I asked him today, did he cry when they lost to the Giants? I believe it was in 2008, and he was like, "Yeah, I was balling on that field because he was hurt that they didn't get a chance to go to the Super Bowl and so forth." But we haven't really talked too much about his experiences there. Obviously, he knows a lot of the guys there, so he has good relationships. But that's the one personal one that me and him talked about most recently.
What are your impressions on Aaron Rodgers and you know, how efficiently they throw the ball and how often quickly they can get rid of it?
Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback. He's come into his own, I feel, especially these last two seasons. And he's really, really this season, I see them, they took quite a bit of sacks last season. So this year he's being more of a mobile quarterback and being a lot more aware of where rushers are coming from and getting outside the pocket. And that's something that we definitely are seeing and want to definitely contain and control, keeping in that pocket. And when we do get our shots, make sure we finish, because he does make big plays with his feet and his arm when he gets outside of that pocket and extends the play.
As a defensive lineman who's got some really good pass rushing skills, do you look forward to a game like this? You know, when we look at the Packers, they threw the ball like 45 times last week.
Yeah, without a doubt. You always look forward to going against a team that likes to pass the ball. It means you get an opportunity to get after that quarterback, that many more opportunities rather than a team that is pretty much balanced. And obviously, everybody knows they lost their top running back. Not saying they don't have good running backs, because I actually know they're one of their backup running backs in Brandon Jackson, so I know he's a good back, or he wouldn't be there and so forth. But definitely, they like to pass the ball. They like to have that offense in Aaron Rodgers' hands. So it gives us, we're definitely happy at the defensive line to get after him and deal with that and get after him in the pass rush game.
Okay, I'm sure you're not going to make excuses, but the schedule makers didn't exactly do you guys any favors by sending you on the road to your NFC North rivals the three of the first 4 weeks of the season, did they?
I don't see that as a problem. I mean, it's something that you have to deal with, and something that I don't think comes into a factor of being on the road. It's just obviously you just have to play at somebody else's stadium. There's small factors that have to do with that. I mean, crowd noise is something that we don't have to deal with necessarily on the road, because crowds are going to be that loud when their offense is out on the field. So, I mean, there's pluses and minuses to being on the road, but I've never thought it was an issue to go on the road. I actually personally like going on the road sometimes, just to, I guess, it's a different scenery, and it gives you a little bit more of a focus, especially when you're getting into a game. Not saying I'm not focused when I'm here, but obviously you have more, a little bit more distraction with your family and friends coming in town and so forth.
Coming in as such a high draft pick, so important to the franchise, starting right away, you know, what's your mindset in terms of becoming a leader on the team versus, you know, a rookie who's trying to learn the ropes and just, you know, be a successful rookie football player in the league?
I see myself as a guy that I don't necessarily have to have that leadership role as I did have in Nebraska, but I see my role as here just being a dominant defensive lineman and doing my part. I'm lucky enough to come into a great situation where I'm not the sole guy on the defensive line that everybody looks up to, and I don't really have to be the person who has to make all the plays. A lot of people in my situation are putting in something like that where they're you have a top round draft pick, and then you're trying to build around that guy. I believe that in the situation I'm in, is I was a top draft pick, but I'm coming in and getting a chance to play with a lot of other great players, such as Kyle Van Der Bosch, Corey Williams, and Cliff Averill. All guys, the youngest out of all of them is their third or fourth year going on. And then you have a veteran in Kyle, who's been, I think this is his 10th season, and then Corey's on his 8th and 9th. And, I think it was one of the best situations that I could have came into, and I was definitely happy when I was drafted here.